You're listening to Sports Connections with David Smale, the show that brings you a fun and intimate look into connections throughout sports. Now here's your host, David Smale.
The Kansas City Monarchs carry a great name in the annals of Kansas City sports history. One of the original teams in the Negro Leagues, the Monarchs were the longest tenured team in the history of the Negro Leagues. Baseball immortals such as Jackie Robinson, Ernie Banks, Cool Papa Bell, Satchel Paige, Buck O'Neill, and many others donned the uniform of the Kansas City Monarchs. The Monarchs defined success. They won 10 league championships and triumphed in the first Negro Leagues World Series in 1924. They had only one season in which they did not have a winning record, and the team produced more major league players than any other Negro League franchise. Now, thanks to the leadership of Mark Brandmeier, the Kansas City Monarchs are alive again. The owner of the minor league baseball team, formerly known as the Kansas City T-Bones, announced recently that moving forward, his team would be known as the Kansas City Monarchs. The rebrand of the franchise is a result of collaboration with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, creating a sustainable long-term revenue stream for the museum, a not-for-profit organization. The deal includes cross-promotion via satellite Negro Leagues Baseball exhibit at the team stadium, which has been dubbed Field of Legends. In conjunction with the release of our interview with Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick, we're proud to include our discussion with Mark Brandmeier today, the day before the 101st anniversary of the signing of the charter creating the Negro Leagues. Mark, welcome to Sports Connections.
David, thank you for that wonderful introduction. We could not be more proud to be bringing the Monarchs back to the field for our 2021 season. Very exciting.
So whose idea was it originally? Did you approach Bob Kendrick? Did Bob Kendrick approach you? How did this happen?
So originally when I bought the team, the time frame was a little too short to consider a name change. But because of the pandemic, we kind of had a moment to take a pause and look at our branding and marketing. We made the decision to go ahead and rename the team. And as we were going through a naming search, the Monarchs name quickly rose to the top. Yeah. And I reached out to Bob, and we were able to nail out a program to bring the Monarchs back to the field.
So it sounds like it just happened overnight, and I know that in professional sports and things like this, nothing happens overnight. But it did happen pretty quickly, didn't it?
It happened fairly quickly. Bob and I had made the decision fairly early on. Then the lawyers had to get involved. And that's what really kind of slowed things down.
Yeah.
But like happens in a lot of deals. But I think Bob and I both realized that what a great opportunity this was. You know, the Negro League Baseball Museum represents all the Negro League teams. So they don't just focus on one.
Right.
This gave us the opportunity to really just focus on the Kansas City Monarchs, the history that it's had here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, what leadership was exhibited back then. I think as a Kansas Cityan, we can take a lot of civic pride in who we were and the role that we played in integrating baseball and really advancing the cause of Americans, here in this and integrating all of our society.
Yeah. This obviously benefits both sides. It's not a good partnership unless both sides benefit. Talk first about how this benefits the baseball museum, Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Yeah, so I'm not sure a lot of people are aware, but the Negro League Baseball Museum is a non-endowed museum, which means they don't have a big pot of money to draw from and create revenue from. There and so as an independent museum, they need to come up with ways to continue to have sustained revenue for the museum. And so this was a way to do that. A portion of every ticket and all of our merchandise is going to go to the Negro League Baseball Museum, ensuring that the messages that they've been delivering can continue for the next 10, 20 years. And so that this great heritage that they've, been telling stories about, can continue for the future.
I would imagine it benefits you by drawing attention to a team that's not typical for a team playing at the level you're playing, but how does it benefit your franchise?
You know, I would say for us, you know, the Monarchs especially for Kansas City, is an iconic brand, and not just for Kansas City. I would say it's for our country and even the world. There are people who recognize this brand. So, you know, as a marketer, to take on a brand like that is very valuable. It already carries a ton of collateral, a ton of clout. You know, one of the things that Bob and I talked about early on was the opportunity to bring the stories and the legacy of this great baseball team, you know, back to life. And really, that's what makes baseball interesting, is, you know, part of the legacy is what attracts so many people to this game, the great history that it's had. And especially now that the Negro Leagues have been promoted at, you know, as a major league,
right?
All of the records that have stood in for Negro League baseball now get to be incorporated into the major league record books, and that's going to be exciting to just sort out, you know, what kind of a player was Josh Gibson, and where did Satchel Paige, you know, rank in the annals of pitchers? And those are all fun discussions to have with each other, just like we discuss, you know, who was a better player, Michael Jordan or LeBron James.
Yeah. I would imagine it's not too dissimilar to if you were running a minor league basketball team and somehow could change your name to the Harlem Globetrotters. It's got that kind of name recognition, doesn't it?
It's got that kind of name recognition. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, what can people expect to see when they come to Monarchs games this year, both in Kansas City and on the road?
So I will say, you know, one of the things is we're really going to stay true to the values of the Negro League baseball. We're, you know, within a minor league confines. So we're still going to be a minor league team.
Right.
We want to really create a great fan experience where there's great food options, where it's family friendly, where you can, you know, bring your family out, and it's a great value. But also have some special moments while you're out there, whether it be interacting with players, interacting, on the field. We're going to have a group of community actors out there that are going to be interacting with fans. So it's going to be a really exciting fan experience. And we want every day to feel like it's opening day, and have that same excitement. You know, we'll have fireworks on the weekends and all kinds of surprises for guests as they come out and enjoy, you know, the pinstripes back out on the field.
And I'm not going to ask you to give away those surprises, but talk about the traveling museum that will be at Monarchs home games, and even go with you guys on the road. That will expand the brand in other parts of the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, the museum is down at 18th and Vine, which is a historic area in Kansas City. But there are the Negro Leagues was really all across the Midwest and across the country. So to be able to tell those stories, our plan is to have a traveling exhibit that we take with us on the road. But also have that exhibit, you know, at the stadium in Wyandotte County, so that people can go there to see the story. Not everybody's been down to the museum, and this will just be a much smaller snapshot of the exhibits down there, but hopefully will entice people to want to then go down to the museum and really hear and embrace all the stories that are down there.
I can't honestly say that I love going to museums, but I love going to sports museums. I've been to Cooperstown. I've been to Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. I absolutely love the Negro Leagues Museum. And in the 15, 20 times I've been there, I learned something every time. So hopefully that traveling museum will do that as well.
Yeah, that that's our hope. And I know I've talked with several of the owners of the teams in our league, and they couldn't be more excited to have a traveling exhibit that really highlights the Negro League baseball teams and the Kansas City Monarchs. And then we'll also be playing several throwback games, which will be fun. Where the opposing team will take on one of the historic Negro League baseball opponents, and the Monarchs will be able to play them again. That's going to be a lot of fun.
I was going to ask about that specifically. Do you see other teams, let's say, you're playing a team in your league in Chicago or in suburban Chicago, and I can't recall right off the top of my head if there is one, but where they might be the Chicago American Giants switching yes. permanently. Do you see something like that happening?
You know what? I don't know that they would switch up permanently, but certainly that's an option. There's going to be three teams four teams in the Chicago area. The Milwaukee Milkmen are not very far. The Chicago Dogs are there. The King County Cougars are going to join our league. And then we got the Gary South Shores are all teams that have already expressed an interest in taking on a throwback game, and how much fun is that going to be to do a home and away in Chicago and then here in Kansas City?
Just a total aside, not having anything to do with the Monarchs, with Negro Leagues history, anything like that. Is there anything better than minor league nicknames for teams? The Chicago Dogs. I mean, that might be.
It doesn't get any better than that.
That right. might be better than the Lugnuts. The I forget which city it is, but the Lansing Lugnuts maybe. Those nicknames are, I got to get a Chicago Dogs cap just for that reason alone. Okay. Exactly. Back to the Monarch. And I guess my T-Bones jersey is now a collector's item. What kind of promotions will you do at the ballpark, like replica jerseys, things like that, to draw attention to the name change?
So yeah, currently right now you can go out to monarchsbaseball.com, and we have several different, merchandise items. We're soon adding jerseys to that list. We're also going to have sweatshirts, t-shirts, and hats. All that will be on there shortly. So we're encouraging fans to really, go out and take a look at that stuff. And then we should have our schedule out, hopefully by the end of this week, so that people can really take a look at that and start picking out games that they want to go to. And certainly we have season tickets available, half seasons, and then ticket packages available for fans. We are currently right now under renovation of all of our suites, and to include a Legends Club. So those tickets are all available. And I encourage fans to go out to the website and take a look at those and pick the package that works for them.
Do you know the opening day? Do you know what day that's going to be?
It's going to be on a Tuesday. So we're thinking it's going to be May 18th, but I don't have that finalized yet. Okay. And I'll hopefully have that finalized by next week.
Okay. Is this a temporary change? Or will you be the Monarchs for the foreseeable future?
We will be the Monarchs for the foreseeable future, and really proud to be representing Kansas City, as the Monarchs. And I think, of all the teams that are out there, it's funny that, you have the Chiefs and the Royals, and they all have to do with royalty. And now the Monarchs are back on the field. Well, I got to say the Monarchs were the original, so maybe they set the trend. But we're excited to bring that brand back, and we're going to be the Monarchs for a long time.
Well, I've got plenty of Monarchs hats from either going to the museum or going to Royals games when they gave them away or things like that. So I'm looking forward to having those being pertinent once again. Just what's long-term future, what do you see for the Monarchs?
I see the stadium continuing to improve. We're going to continue to offer different fan experiences that I think are going to be exciting. We're looking to create a family area where There's some miniature golf and maybe some yard games and some pickleball and something for everybody, you know, out there. Our goal is to make this a 365-day venue, a place where the community can gather and be really proud of what they have and what we're offering out there.
And obviously your stadium is out at the Legends for those listeners in Kansas City. If you're standing in the concourse behind the field, you can see Kansas Speedway. So for people who are listening from outside the area, if you're coming in for a race, make sure you stay long enough to get to a game. There is nothing. I've been to 7 Final Fours. I've been to 2 Super Bowls. I've been to World Series, Major League All-Star Games, College World Series, bowl games. There is nothing on a day-to-day basis quite like being at a minor league baseball game, is there?
No, I mean, to be right down there on the field, hear the crack of the bats, hear the coaches and the players as they're, working out game strategy. There's nothing more exciting than a minor league game. And our players play to win. They're playing for their dreams. They're not in it for the money. They're in it for the love of the game and to win. And so I just encourage everybody to come out and support us and support these great players that we have. We do have great neighbors. The Speedway is right across the street, and then and Sporting is right down the street also. And so we support those guys also, and they've been very kind to us as we are ushering in this new name.
Just talk about your personal sports background. You weren't sitting there playing cards with your buddies and say, I think I'll buy a minor league baseball team. Talk about your sports background.
No. So I have a long history in sports, I'll say. And going back to my grandfather who was in wholesale meat, but back in the early 50s and in late 40s, he had a minor league a semi-pro baseball team is what they called him back then, called the American Meat Packers. So his name was Al Brandmeier. My dad was the bat boy. So I got a great picture of the team and with my grandfather and my dad in there. And then following up, I kind of grew up in the shadow of Ewing Kauffman. My dad went to work for Ewing the first year, Marion, in 1961, when Marion was just starting off. And then Ewing didn't buy the team for a couple years later. But to watch him and to watch him operate both from a business standpoint as well as a sportsman was a privilege. And so that's kind of been my background. I was obviously an athlete, not maybe obviously, but I was an athlete in high school and really all enjoyed sports and have been working in youth basketball for a number of years. And so this was I'm not going to say a natural progression, because this is a whole different business than I had been involved with before. I'd really been in medical devices. But I'm really enjoying it. The people are great. The opportunities have been phenomenal. And to see how Kansas City's embraced this has been really exciting and invigorating for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, I cannot wait until early May to get out to your stadium to watch the Monarchs, to wear my old Monarchs hat, to get a Monarchs jersey. I'm just so excited. I loved coming to T-Bones games. It's just the atmosphere was great. And I can't wait to get out there and see Monarchs games, pretending I'm back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
It's going to be fun. You know, one other thing is we are going to have women's soccer out there also, professional soccer. So okay. That's something to look forward to. Maybe fans that wouldn't have normally gone to a minor league baseball game will come out and support our women's soccer program out there also. So. We're really looking forward to welcoming fans out in this, and hopefully, I think we're all, looking forward to a time where we can go to stadiums and not have the restrictions that we've had this last year. But I think with the vaccine and the good Lord willing, we'll all be together again.
All right, sounds good.
I'm Mark, looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to Sports Connections with David Smale. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and rate the show from your favorite podcast platform. You can learn more about David Smale and his work by visiting davidsmalebooks.com. Don't forget to join us weekly for new episodes. Until next time.